One day you may use Twitter to tap the mood of crowds. That's what CSIRO and the Black Dog Institute have done, as you may have seen reported in the newspapers this week, even recording the mood after budget night. David Milne is a postdoc fellow at CSIRO, and he's with Lynn Malcolm.
It's quite a simple application, but what we do is we monitor Twitter, all of English Twitter over the entire globe, and the idea is to be able to pick up on seasonal signals or signals that are in reaction to specific events and to track how those change.
So tell me some of the things that you've been able to learn so far about emotions.
For now, we've discovered quite nice things, like joy is definitely the most prevalent emotion. We can track how that fluctuates over the week, so we know that the weekends are more joyful, particularly for males.
I noticed too that you did an analysis of what people's feelings were on Budget Day in Australia. We just had a federal budget. What did you find from that?
We found that Budget Day was definitely a busy day. There are around 13% more tweets than normal. But the two emotions that really spiked were fear. There was about 30% more fear than normal, and it spiked prior to the announcement at about 5 or 6 p.m. And anger peaked as well. There were about 28% more anger tweets than normal, and they were in the evening after the budget.
So all this is based on whether people engage with Twitter and what they choose to share in social media. How do you justify the potential gap between what they choose to share and what the reality is?
That's a really good question. At this stage, we can't say that this is a valid signal. We're looking at more and more comparisons with external data sets like known depression rates or prescription rates for depression medication. It's just a matter of seeing how this Twitter signal checks out against these known signals. And maybe initially it doesn't check out that well, but we can do more and more to get more accurate data from Twitter.
Just coming back to the technical side of things, how sophisticated is it, the tool that you've developed? Has it taken a lot to get here?
The sophistication comes from the fact that it's very big data. You know, it's dealing with thousands of tweets a minute. And as we do more validation, we can figure out what levels of sophistication are needed. You know, there's problems with people talking in sarcasm and flippancy and such. We don't know how much those problems are just going to disappear in the wash because we're dealing with such a huge amount of data. So it's important to try something simple first and then get more sophisticated as you go.
So what do you think is, if you look, say, even 5 years into the future in this space, what's the potential for this sort of thing and the way it can be used?
I would say it's got some quite scary potential. Yeah, you know, it's tracking how the public feels, and I think that can be used in good ways. Like it would be in good hands with the Black Dog Institute, looking at cheap way to measure the prevalence of depression and mental health issues and such. It could be used for marketing, you know, tailoring your social media campaigns and figuring out how people have reacted to them.
You said scary though. What's the scary part?
Well, it is kind of scary how much data we each share on Twitter. You know, in other projects, some of the tweets we look at are quite distressing. You know, people are actually talking about genuine suicide attempts and such. So we have had to be careful about how we go through, you know, ethics procedures. What you're seeing with WeFeel, that was quite simple to get through ethics because it's only looking at the big picture. You can't narrow down to individuals. Okay, if I am collecting, even though they're public tweets, if they're talking about sensitive stuff, if the people who are talking about this stuff are vulnerable individuals, then we have to protect that data, even though it's public. And so, yeah, we have been in constant dialogue with ethics boards and this work.
Dr. David Milne from CSIRO on WeFeel, which is using an algorithm to get the mood of millions of tweets. He was with Lynn Malcolm from All in the Mind, which is on Sundays at 5 p.m. and Mondays at 1. David Milne was working with the Black Dog Institute.